Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Sing it if you know it.
Not if you're at work, though.
Oh, no, don't lose.
Drinking a beer and flicking my praying my daddy don't hear me. Camping in the backwoods by the creek, horny as a bitch in the country heat. I'm rubbing a corn cob on my giving my gross a little twist in this tight ass country tent. Smells like I just caught a fish. Rubbing my ooh, goody goody. Drunk as a motherfucker in the woods, cowgirl fishing, dipping and licking. Smells so strong and feels so good. I can use about anything to flick my country cowgirl. If whiskey's neat and boots still school, country girls make do.
I love it.
You know what? That's horrible.
That is
the worst song ever.
To me. Compared to the other one we played?
100 times worse.
Yes, worse. And the content in the other one is arguably...
What do you have against Ella Langley? No, it's not her. I like her a lot, too.
Like, that might say a lot about me that I prefer...
songs about gay sex with men.
Yeah, it's not as, it's not as bad as what that one just was.
Well, that one was bad because...
the corn cob and the smells like fish. It's... bad.
That is worse now.
No.
You know.
Said no woman ever.
I see your point of that because it really like grows. And plus she mentions like, you know, whatever. You know, I don't want to say the word, but let's call it a genital fart. And
I can say it.
No, you can't. I've asked. You can't say it.
I'm sorry. I thought you said wart.
Yeah. Excuse me. Can't do it. You gotta, can't.
Now,
I
look,
know, it's crazy.
This is the juxtaposition of me. Even though the first song we played, the gay country dude song, I think is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I do prefer a time to where this stuff wasn't as openly discussed. Like, dude, there are commercials now where a woman's pubic hair is a character in a razor commercial. That should not be a thing.
Why? You want it to be a man pube?
It shouldn't be either or. Like, it shouldn't be discussed in a commercial on daytime TV.
So why daytime TV? That's when kids should be in school. They won't see it. You shouldn't. I never understood that, and I make a joke about it, but like when I was a kid, and this part I'm not making a joke about, I wondered for a little while if my urine was screwy because the ones they showed on TV during commercials was blue. Because they would not use yellow liquid because that was gross. Into my young mind, the commercials during Price is Right, I was like, man, I've never had a blue one. Mine are always like
we got
crimson, orange,
Yeah, I'm going to pump you good.
Thank you, Roddy.
It blew my son's mind when I told him that, you know, back when I was growing up, you could only watch R-rated movies at night, like when HBO.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't run them during the day.
They don't do that anymore, do they? They don't do made, like when they take an R-rated movie and show it like on CBS. Or they don't do that stuff anymore, do they? Where they would bleep it. Cut it down.
They don't do movies of the week anymore.
At all, yeah. Because they all have like their Hulu.
They did it during COVID, but it was Indiana Jones. Stuff like that.
That's great.
Family stuff that you would, you know, wouldn't really have to worry about bleeping.
Well, why would
stuff.
They give that to the network for nothing when they can sell it on another platform for a lot more money?
Your Tubies and whatnot.
Ooh, giddy giddy.
But like, you know, stuff like this is over. That song, look, it's funny, but like, when you think about it,
I think it's the grossness that probably makes it funny. Cause
yeah,
it's you know, I go through this thing where it doesn't mean anything to me, and then it does because I can't tell you why, and that is saying the S word on the not even just on the radio, but like
in general, just
in general, like it's such a non-word.
It's thrown around a lot casually. I would say even by people who consider themselves not really cussers.
Yeah.
That's my go-to. I say, oh, blank when I drop something on my foot or whatever.
But if you said, oh, crap. Oh, poo.
Oh, would you say, oh, crap, if you crapped on your foot by mistake?
Like, never, well.
But you wouldn't say somebody crapped you out of a job.
No.
I know. It
doesn't always work.
No.
But if we had free reign to say, like, everything or whatever, that...
I don't know that we would.
Uh-uh. It would... There's a line with it, and I also think that I want to still have... And this is the thing. Some parents won't let their kids listen to us. I get it. Talking to my sister. But
really?
No, she does. They have a short drive to school anyway, but...
I got to remember that Teddy Matt listens, and I can't talk about certain stuff.
Well, yeah. No, I mean...
Or make certain sounds.
But I already
said pubic hair. He probably heard that.
I want to still hear people say, man, I grew up listening to you, you know? I don't want it to ever get to that point. But when you have, like, we were always, you know, a rock station, we were always kind of looked at, you know, in town or whatever. It's like... Yeah, rock and roll, man. But then you had like the top 40 station. They were always like bubblegum, you know, like, you know, the parents felt comfortable listening to, let's call him Eagle and Bob. Oh, it's comfortable. They won't say anything bad on there, but it never got you thinking about anything.
Because the songs were.
It was always coop, coop, coop. But now the songs don't match the talk. The songs are... It's me saying it, like, graphic.
They really are.
Anything, real graphic.
Anything from these Sexy Reds, Glorillas, Jungle P,
that's
Nicki
Minaj.
That's
the other thing that's strange. It's, you know, somebody told me the other day, you're not the first one to recognize this, that men, it's maybe not just rap, maybe it's in country, I don't know, but men sing more about the wants of life, like the brand name stuff and the watch and you know, all this like stuff that maybe you would associate with, like, women would talk about, oh my God, I got this Agner jacket, or I, you know,
oh,
I got
yay,
my Gucci belt. But now, and dudes were talking about hoes and three or four at a time, and my man gonna tag in and get some of that hoe. And now men are the one talking about Balenciaga and all this stuff, and then the women are like doing the opposite, like,
they wear it as a badge of honor, like actually talking about, like, look, I get it might be empowering to a degree, but it kind of crosses the line into
bedlam.
Almost, yeah. Like, you're being graphic about
it. And
what's happening to you during certain acts?
You know what, though? That sounds very chauvinist. Like, we're okay when the dudes were doing it about the women, but now the men are doing it? That's not cool. You know, that's kind of an odd way to think. But then the other thing about how, like, we got so far, you know, when it came to like cross-dressing and drag and all that stuff. Like, we pushed the men dressing as the women kind of thing, and now they've kind of pulled back from that. But you're seeing more of a push to the women who dress like men.
I like women in suits.
I'm not saying there, Diane Keaton, rest in peace. Not saying anything about it, but it's just, is it the trend? Mm-hmm. It's like the shoes are on the other foot, like the inversion.
It's like very tailored now, is the way.
Segmented.
Society is now.
Yeah, everything's.
Like everything. And I like fashion because that's what I do when I get home. I watch, like, I've been watching all the fashion shows for spring 2026. And it's really nice.
Well, I got some new shorts. I'm still on summer 24.
I got some new shorts I need to know about coming out.
Oh, yeah. It's all tailored and very, like, looks like almost the 50s because people were wearing scarves and things like that and dresses. And
ascots.
It is
kind of odd how the fashion is interchangeable. I mean, I heard something about Billy Bob Thornton said he wears women's jeans because... Well, he's a slender man, and that's the only comfortable fit he could find.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You don't have anything in the crotch, then.
I have dressed more men who are in bands in women's jeans than men's jeans.
Oh, yeah. Robert Plant wore women's jeans.
Yeah, because it looks better on stage.
I don't want to fit in the... There shouldn't be a woman that wears jeans I should be able to fit into. I'll say that.
I hope there's a woman out there with an ass, because I don't have one.
If I could fit to a woman's pair of jeans... She needs some immediate look. It's probably the ball censoring me right there. She needs an immediate belly bypass.
I put you in some
because we should not be the same size.
Low fitting jeans.
I saw that industry is like kerplunking right now, and they're blaming GLP-1s for that. Like not stapling or the sleeves, but the whatever they do it now. Not
so popular.
Stomach,
man.
Not the belly bypass. Whatever the other thing was. It's like completely tanking now because...
Well, it's expensive too, and these insurance will cover some of these GLP-1s, but still, you're going to come out of pocket for a little bit.
Liposuction, is that what you're talking about?
Talking about what?
Liposuction.
The lap band or the sleeve.
Yeah, the sleeves, gastric sleeves and stuff like that. But look how many people have sworn by it to say, you know, it works. And I feel bad for you diabetics because it was tailored to you originally to treat your diabetes.
But.
And now it's a designer drug.
Now, can you go off it, or is it just something that you have to use for the rest of your life?
I think it would be, you would have to be on it for the rest of your life, or it'd come right back. I don't think you would get a tolerance to.
Unless you're diabetic, it might lower your lifespan.
Will it give you diabetes?
No.
If you didn't have it already?
God, are there people out there that are really overweight that just can't lose it and say, okay, I need to become a diabetic so I can get this medicine?
Probably.
Mine doesn't. I did ask. I asked out of inquisitiveness or curiosity. I said, he's like, you know, it's still relatively new and all this stuff, but, you know, on one hand, I've been told that I've had perfect diabetes glucose levels for 2 years. So, like, all right, so I'm coming off the medicine then? No, we need to keep you on the medicine.
It's real odd that's something you can't kick. That you can put the work in, and it's just always going to be there?
Yeah.
Like
it's
HIV
in my
or
DNA.
Something.
So.
Well, I mean, and I'm weaning you off the, how would that work? That cut your milligrams and then down
it's
to,
down to as low as it can be.
That's probably what they're doing.
Well, I mean, it's
because they don't want your years. They don't want any kind of, you know, spikes or or drops in your blood pressure.
Is diabetes an STD?
No.
I think it might be in the future.
Really?
Oh yeah. They'll find a way to weaponize
it. How would that work though?
Other countries that hate us because we're the fattest country in the world will find a way to weaponize diabetes in the form of sweet treats that we will all consume and they'll wipe us out at once.
It would be an immune virus.
Like, I don't know how that stuff works, but telling you, being fat is going to be our downfall.
No, I think that's...
This is coming from a fat person, arguably.
But that there's a major thing, and I don't know. Answer me this, Rad, as we get a break. Is AI growing around the world the way it is in America specifically, or let's say North America?
Oh, yeah.
It everywhere.
Because countries are accusing other countries of, you know, well, like Russian bot farms.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it started there.
Okay, so this is what I'm referring to. So does every other country think that every other country is full of crap and we're all just full of crap?
No.
And that, okay.
They've got to, even with the allies. I mean, look, the Russia and North Korea really trust each other.
Hell no.
They can't.
Hell no.
But they're buddy-buddy for the camera, for everybody else.
Like when Trump was talking to XI, I don't know how to say it, when he's talking to XI yesterday, you know, I mean, I could feel confident as hell, but I'm still like, okay, this dude from China.
Plus, what is that conversation like? Can he understand Trump and vice versa? Do you have to have a translator?
I don't know. I know. They cut them tariffs, so.
I can't speak Chinese, which is, Betty.
You know, it's weird. One day they say the tariffs help the economy. And then the very same week they say, well, we're not going to do the tariffs anymore. Come on, man.
It's Trump trying to, like, slow talk the Chinese president. Like, we take your money. Make it go up a little bit, and we take.
You take our money. We take your money. We all make the money.
He's putting his hands in his pocket.
Like,
money.
He does that at the end. The way he does his voice. We're all doing. Great person. We're all excited about this.
I love China. I love the food. I love the mongoloid beef. Really good.
But no joke, Jared Kushner is the Antichrist. We'll be back right after this. Good morning.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice.
Oh, a little Hootie.
A little B-side.
Well, Hootie's getting married.
Is he?
Yeah, so I got engaged.
What, is her name Dana Marino?
He's a big Dolphins fan. Let me look her up. See who
she's going to be. Mother Rucker. God, how old do you think Hootie is?
Oh, she's a good-looking woman. Her name is Beth Leonard. Let me look up. How old is Hootie?
How old do you think? I got it.
Oh, you got it? Oh, I get to guess. Hang on now.
Oh, she is pretty. Ah, she's, wow, she's slightly taller than him.
54.
Paige?
That's my guess.
55.
Darius Rucker is 59 years old.
59. Getting up there, Hootie. I was kind of basing that off of somebody I know that had some interaction with him when they went to college. So might have been off by a few years.
Oh, man. That was one of the coolest times ever when a buddy of mine, the one that doesn't like his name mentioned on the show, our senior year, his girlfriend started University of South Carolina, not started it, but started going there freshman year. And that was, they had already graduated, Hootie and the Blowfish, but they were still, you know, lurking around and stuff. I got to, I listened to this forever before I, again, I love telling this story because people like tense up when they hear it.
But I
like,
told you wrong.
I did not know that he was black until I went to see him in concert. I had no clue.
Your friend?
No, Hootie.
What'd you say?
I didn't realize I just never looked at him in the face. Oh, you're black?
The chick I told you was Hootie's first wife.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
the Emily. The new chick's a lot hotter.
Emily Deal, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, I told you wrong. Hootie upgraded. That's just my opinion.
Wow. Which one? Beth, right? That's the name.
Yeah, Beth was the first wife.
Emily.
Oh. Oh, okay. God.
Emily's the new chick.
Okay.
Still, though, I mean, look.
It's on top of things.
Hootie might have an arrangement, as far as I know. Plus, I'm sure I'm not the only one that calls him Hootie still. I just don't know if you do it to his face.
He's a nice guy.
Have you ever met an asshole?
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
Well, sit back down.
Man,
I'm not,
you just gave me a slap.
Staring at your ass.
I didn't see you go to won. Dump out on that.
Sometimes I'll accidentally dump.
I think it was well placed.
So if you say something funny or like, if I just lean back too far, it's
gonna, I don't think you were funnier, but that's okay.
Have you ever dumped out on one of us when we disagree with you?
Probably all the time.
Maybe.
Like when we're having an argument or whatever, and like we make a point that like totally cuts the rug out from underneath you, just dump out.
Give me an elbow.
Take it out of the podcast. Oh, man.
He fix the it board in post. Off.
What was the...
I'm trying to sell the show here.
Speaking of the show, you said you were telling me about because I'd mentioned I was thinking about this. Do I say it on the show or not? And I may or may not. I don't know yet. But like, so we're going to be having an estate sale for my mom, you know, for her stuff. Because I mean, there's, you know, stuff.
I kind of went through that, kind of. Not really though.
I
was excluded from a lot of that, which is fine. I mean,
I would like to just find like a company that would just say, "Hey, we'll take everything," instead of like, I don't want to things that have sentimental value, but that I don't want or don't have room for this, that, and the other. But I don't want to have somebody come dicker around with it for, "Well, I'll give you $2 for it." Like,
oh,
I don't
want
that. Yeah,
like I'm not haggling. Rick Harrison made everybody think they had, like, were a negotiator. And
yeah, I don't want to haggle. But then again, like, I don't want to just go give it away. I mean, like, I'm being honest.
You want to donate it?
Well, so a lot we have. I mean, dude, me and my sister went back and forth.
Because somebody else is going
to
mark it up.
To Miracle Hill is where we've been donating because they, you know, seem to not maybe get as much as, you know, the other ones get. And they give a better receipt. And I'll take them. You want me to drop them off or you drop? I'll take them.
Yeah, let me get them.
Put this one in Grace's name, would you?
That's got to be hard to part with, though. We're talking about clothes.
It's the
shoes, bags.
It's so much. And it's like, I told you, we have four piles, kind of. And one is donate. One is, you know, personal, go through stuff. Other stuff is like, you know, get rid of it. We don't want to donate. Not that it's bad, but like, yeah.
But like with newer stuff, even you had that conversation, like just dump it.
Here's one thing I'll say about Hey Baby. If you ever at your business ever made pens or pads with you know, little pads. Like my uncle.
Hey baby.
Hey mama. Sweet baby. She loved this time of year.
She's hearing about this for the first time now.
Oh yeah. All the donations. She was standing there. Her spirit was in the house when we were cleaning it out. Like, you know, don't say that about me now. If I ever needed to write something down, I had a pen. But my uncle worked at this place called Sheely Electrical here in Greenville for 30 years.
Shout out.
He's passed now. God bless him. They're all gone. And it's not his wife. Ann Brandon's still with us. But he hadn't worked there in like 20 years. And when we got in there and messing with the house, no lie, 50 pads from Sheely Electrical were
full?
Yes.
Wow.
Where I think probably when he retired, they was, oh, we got all these. I'll take them. Like, and pens.
Stuff like that's
any
cool.
Any prescription medicine that was ever made. Like, so if my mom went to the doctor and they had a box of Zimbalta pens or whatever, whoever.
I got Prevacid pens still.
So many of them. Like, my mom was a fan of tchotchkes. Them little coin purses.
Joni loves tchotchkes.
Bang, that was tchotchke. You shave it before you go out. I got to shave my tchotchke.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe they're
stuff like that, like you can't donate because nobody would want it, but it's cool.
But it's
for
paper.
You.
Yeah.
It's cool for you to keep.
No, it's not. I don't.
You don't have anything like that in her house that, like.
Oh, no. There's been, yes, there's tons that I've kept. I've kept more than probably my sister because I am Mr. Sentimental. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't mind that a bit. I've got a trunk in my house that, remember, dude, it was like 6 months ago I was saying, I got a trunk in my house, and every birthday card, blah, blah, blah card, my mom was big on cards, and anyone she ever gave me, I would always put it in there, and I was like, what am I going to do with these? It's so sad to go back and read them now, especially when you see the progression of the handwriting.
Oh,
you know, man. Like 80s, 90s handwriting was just, you know, like she just... It's like she was on drugs writing, all loopy and pretty and everything. And then toward the end, it was, you know. It was,
you know. You don't have to answer this.
It was like she was sitting on the washing machine when she was writing. You know?
Is this like a part of you have to have this estate sale? Because it's probably tough if you, like if it's a want to have, to. Well, it's going to be tough either way, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to sit there and make like tons of money off of it or nothing like it, you know.
Plus, I mean, you got to deal with people coming
that's
in
the,
and out.
That's the big thing. And then I
got to hang signs.
You want to, because I watched the Dateline, and I think you watched it too, Fat Boy, about the estate sale guy in Jersey. He would go in, let's say your grandma died. He'd go in and say, yeah, you know, this, we'll price it, blah, blah, blah. He'd find something rare. Mark it down real low, call his cohort and say, hey, I hid it over here behind the flower arrangement. Get it. I marked it 50 cents.
It was an inside job of stealing art from estate sales.
So I got to – that part is kind of messy. And it's also weird that – I can't believe it's turned to this, but, like, it's something I want to hurry up and get over.
Oh, I bet.
Not because it's more of – like, I'm not even like I'm at a loss for words, and not because of emotion, but more or less just like not picking out the right words. But like, you know, the healing process, that process hasn't nowhere near being mended yet, or even really looked at, because you know every weekend we're going over there and doing more, and you know, Paige, I'm not always ready for the weekend. I'm not. I mean, like, it's one of those things where literally, like, my Saturdays, that's what it is now. And it's such a, it's tiring, but it's the emotional tiring of it. And it's like, you're making a quick second decision on, she kept this for all these years. It meant something to her, but I have no use in this world for it. And I don't want to just throw it away, but.
That's where it becomes more emotional, too, is you kind of guess, like, are people going to want this stuff too? What are they going to want? What are they not going to want? But then when you see piece by piece go away too, that's kind of mess with you a little bit.
Yeah, like I'm ready to get past it, but I know like that last day walking out of that house is I'm going to be a mess. That is it's a lot.
It's a, you know, and the best thing for you to do is just get rid of all triggers that are going to make you upset. Anything
I've already
that you
took
know,
all our guns.
Not that.
No.
Emotional
triggering thing, sure. Yeah.
For me, it was his boots and his badge and anything that had to do with the fire department, or like, you know, I just had to let that go because it just made me so sad.
Well,
or his shoes.
Reason it wasn't self-grandizing at all because we totally missed what we were going to talk about there, but. You know, that was at the top of my mind because Fat Boy was saying, hey, did you hear about this so-and-so estate sale? And I was like, no, that's pretty fast.
I'm glad I didn't have to go through the one for my grandpa. Other people handled it. They were the executors and whatnot. So
that's a lot.
I mean, I only imagine what, you know.
Hate that song.
What is like, what you're going through, especially if there's valuables, you know, you gotta part with.
Everybody gets greedy, and I'm just like, I don't care, because I wouldn't feel good hawking my mom's things. That's just terrible. You get money off mom's belongings. Yeah, but disgusting.
Your mom would rather that happen than you just to, like, you know.
I just don't feel right about that. Sorry.
Like, I feel worse donating it, though.
Well, I'd give it to somebody who wanted it, or what if somebody needed it? I'd rather do that than try to make a profit off someone's belongings. Okay, well, that's just because I have morals and values.
No, it's called not... if they bought something, you don't want to just throw it away, like if it has value. Like, that's like an inheritance. I mean, it's not just a number on paper. It's like things, you know. I don't know that... that's a moral thing.
No, I mean, I just think if your whole family just gets in there and it's like a way to make money is disgusting to me.
Yeah. And also...
that's not saying you, but, or you silly. Over
am I the ass
laughing.
Age she was looking at? I thought she... I didn't think she was talking about me.
No, it's just not you specifically, but in situations...
people like you.
Where you have family members that aren't even... siblings or spouses or anything like that that are grabbing items of people and trying to sell them is disgusting to me.
Yeah, and that and again, if any of my family's listening, it's not about you. I haven't seen him in a while, but a close friend whose family literally fell apart because the matriarch passed and everybody got she told me that I could have this, and that's when tough. It's like, if you tell, and again, I swear to God, this not happened to my family, because my family does listen, and I don't want to have any issues around the holidays. But if you tell somebody that they can have something like that or whatever, like, put it in writing or say it at the family dinner or whatever, because
it
ripped his apart, and he hadn't seen his aunts and cousins in, last time I know, 4 or 5 years. And
it's very sad.
Things are things, and love and family is everything. Oh, our nice sweet. We'll take a break and come back right after this.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. It's my mama, Mary. Mama, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm in here defending your good name.
Hey, baby. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we were talking about haunted houses and all that stuff. Remember all the haunted houses that you would do over at Poe?
I only did two.
Okay, but they were fantastic. I mean, they were great.
Yeah, I enjoyed doing them.
So just so nobody thinks there's any coercion here or I'm leading the witness or any of that stuff, Mama, tell us some of the extraordinary real life things that you would use in the Poe Baptist Church haunted house.
The first one we did, I called a meat processing company. It was down towards Fountain Inn, and me and a friend drove down there, and they had some intestines for us, and they gave us a head off of a cow. And we also had some bones that were still jointed, you know, that move. And we had the intestines, we fixed it where it looked like a girl was laying on the operating table. And it was actually your daddy that did he was the mad doctor.
Fat Boy's daddy?
No.
Oh, my daddy.
Baby.
Oh.
And, I mean, we had her build up underneath the sheet.
Yeah.
So it looked like, and it had a little pan with the stuff in it.
And it was real guts.
It looked like it was coming, you know, out of her.
Ooh, gross.
And then we actually got compliments on the cow's head. A girl asked after our time, we just had it that one night. She asked if she could take the head with her. She was going to have a Halloween party, so she was going to reuse it at another party.
Yeah.
But we had real life stuff. We had.
What about the lady that pissed herself, Mama? I mean, peed herself. Sorry, she hates how to say piss.
Matthew.
Right. Say, tell the story about that lady that urinated herself.
Well, that was the second one. The church had been given a house, and we asked if we'd go in and clean it out. Would they let us use it for the second year we did it? And we did it for two nights.
Yeah.
And we had one of the girls. It was older youth and some of the young couples that did a lot of it. You were... the first year you were fixed up with shoulder pads and it looked like you didn't have a head and you laid and we actually had a guillotine. One of the guys built us one.
Yes.
And the blade would drop down real loud and we had a face on a ball that would fall on the floor.
Yeah. I told that story about how Daddy would fake cut my head off. I told that one the other day. But tell the one about the lady who peed herself.
Matthew. What? Anyway, the second one we had pound was hanging in a doorway. We had a harness on her, and it looked like she was hanging in a noose. And you had to walk by her to get to the next room. And then the next room was the graveyard, and we had... We had Walking Dead before The Walking Dead.
Boom!
Oh, man.
And,
she did. She had real bushes. She went and dug up bushes and put them in the house like it was a real graveyard.
Yeah.
Huh. And anyway, the woman finally got by the girl hanging in the doorway and got to the cemetery. And then when the dead people started walking toward her, she went back to the doorway and the girl was... hanging in the doorway, and she was scared to go back that way, so she ended up wetting her pants.
All over the place. God, it was that this guy didn't believe that you had real bones, and he said the Southern Baptist Convention would have closed down the church had you done that. But it was it's a different
this
time.
Is how naive I was. I was doing it all in fun. I mean, we just enjoyed doing it, and we didn't charge admission.
Right.
And our pastor came to it to walk through it before he had a meeting that night.
Yeah.
And he came and walked through it, and he got so excited he stayed the whole night with us.
He
We had one man in the church made our own coffin.
Yeah.
And he even tested the inside of it. And
Maybe kept it in the basement of the house.
White paper was hanging to keep the kitchen area from showing, and we had real candelabras with black candles in it. And when we opened the front door to begin with, it engulfed the flames from the candles and caught the white paper on fire. But
it was great. You did so good.
Actually, when we moved here, I had the guillotine and the coffin, and we put it under our house.
Yeah, had a coffin and a guillotine.
3 years later, we weren't doing it anymore. So the grandson of the man that made the coffin asked for it, and it was actually they came and pulled it out from under our house. And no longer than we lived here, I didn't know what the neighbors would think about us having a coffin under our house.
I heard the guillotine is now used by ISIS. Any truth to that?
Oh, Matthew. Hey, baby.
I love when she says my name. I love it. Mama, I love you. I appreciate it. I just wanted to prove your... I wanted to clear your name here about that guy saying
it. Well, this is how naive I was about... We did it just for fun. I actually called WLFJ and asked them if they would advertise our haunted house on the radio, but they said they didn't do anything... that had anything to do with the haunted house.
Right. Plus, you weren't going to be paying for it.
We just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was just...
I know.
I really enjoyed it.
I know. Well, I've enjoyed this little conversation with you. I appreciate it.
We did have a pew fix one time where you sat on it and it was wired, and when they would sit on it...
Electrocuted. Yeah, I told that story too. We really got to go. Kiefer Sutherland's coming on, Mama. You know him?
All right.
I love you.
I love you more.
Next time you come on, we'll tell the story about how you dropped the toilet seat on my penis when I was a baby.
Matthew.
It's true.
Bye.
You were 25.
Love you more.
That's
right.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.